welcome you all here for this special service of carols and contemplation for Christmas. And to those who will be listening to us on Near FM on Christmas Day, we say a hearty welcome. And we hope that you will be able to join with us wherever you may be. We have come together as a family of God in our Father's presence to celebrate the great festival of Christmas. And in this service, we hear and receive the good news of the birth of Christ, and we offer to God our thanksgiving in the joyful singing of carols. As we gather together in Christ's name, we pray for the world he came to save, for the Church Catholic, that it may be enabled in our generation to surrender anew to God's holy wisdom and to bear the good news of God's love to a needy world. For the world, which is already Christ's, that all its peoples may recognize their responsibility for its future and may be inspired by the message of Christmas to work together for the establishment of justice, freedom, and peace everywhere. For all in special need, the sick, the anxious, the lonely, the fearful, and the bereaved, that the peace and the light of the Christ child may bring hope and healing to all who sit in darkness. We commend all whom we love, or who have asked for our prayers, to the unfailing mercy of our Heavenly Father, and say together as Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, you make us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that as we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him when he shall come to be our Judge, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you. Now, please be seated. We're going to have a poem read by Jane and Juliet Mangan, a poem entitled Jesus Was Born on Christmas.
Jesus was born on Christmas on a very holy night, and in the sky above him shone the very brightest light.
All of the heavenly angels sang a song to praise his name. They told the lowly shepherds, so they left their sheep and came.
From the east, the wise men roam, bringing gifts to share, riches for the King of Kings to show the Saviour that they care.
Now we celebrate his birthday in our hearts and every day. Jesus in your humble manger, your true love is here to stay.
Thank you.
prayers this afternoon are led by Evan Watkins. Please be seated.
Dear Jesus, thank you for leaving the halls of heaven to be born on earth, then to live and die amongst us, and thereby to change the world and our lives. Though you came as a little child, your warmth, love, and peace soon spread throughout the whole earth. Your love is ready to enter into every heart that welcomes you. Thank you for what Christmas means, that whether or not we have family and friends, good times or bad, we will always have you. We will always have your love. Love that has stood the test of time. Love that saved us and so many others in the world. Jesus and the stars and angels welcomed your birth, as we welcome you into our hearts with praise and thankfulness. Amen. All my heart this night rejoices, as I hear, far and near, sweetest angel voices. Christ is born, their choirs are singing, till the air, everywhere, now with joys ringing. Amen.
Of all the stars that shine in the sky, there had always been one that was brighter and more beautiful than the others. All the planets and stars looked on in admiration, wondering what could be the important mission that this star was to carry out. The star itself was also aware of its own incomparable beauty. The speculation ended when a group of angels came to the star. Hurry, your time has arrived. The Lord calls upon you to carry out an important mission. The star went as fast as she could and found out that her mission was to light up the most important event in history. The star was filled with pride and dressed herself in the most beautiful costume of glint and bedazzlement. She proceeded to follow the angels, who would show her the right place. The star shone with such strength and beauty that she was seen from all over the world, so much so that a group of wise men decided to follow her, knowing that she must be pointing to something important. 4 days the star followed the angels. She was eager to discover what place she was going to illuminate. However, when the angel stopped and with great joy said, "Here it is," the star could not believe it. There were no palaces, no castles or mansions, no gold or jewels, only a small half-abandoned, dirty, smelly stable.
Oh no, not that. I cannot waste my shine and beauty lighting up a place like this. I was born for something greater than this. And though the angels tried to calm her, the star's fury grew and grew, and so much pride and arrogance bubbled up inside her that she began to burn. And thus she consumed herself and disappeared. Well, what a problem. There were only a few days left before the big moment, and they were without a star. The angels, in a panic, flew to heaven to tell God what had happened. After thinking for a moment, God said, in that case, search for the smallest, most humble, and joyful of all the stars that you can find, and bring it here. Surprised by the order, but unquestioning, because the Lord often did this kind of thing, the angels flew through the heavens in search of the smallest, most joyful star. It was a tiny star, as small as a grain of sand. He knew so little, and he gave no importance to his brightness, and he spent his whole time laughing and chatting with his friends. When the star was brought to the Lord, he was told, "The most perfect star in creation, the most wonderful, the most brilliant, has failed due to its pride. I thought that you, the most humble and joyful of all the stars, should be the one to take its place and light up the most important event in history, the birth of baby Jesus in Bethlehem." The little star was so excited and overjoyed by his new and important job that he got all the way to Bethlehem before he really stopped and thought about what it was he was about to do. He said to himself, "How come I didn't think before accepting this job? I'm the smallest star there is. It is totally impossible for me to do as well as that great shining star. Oh no, I'm going to mess up an opportunity that all the stars in the heavens would have loved to have had." He thought again. All the stars in the heavens. Of course, they would love to take part in something like this. And without hesitation, the star took to the skies with a message for all his friends. "On December the 25th, at midnight, I want to share with you all the greatest glory that can exist for a star, to light up the birth of God. I will await you in the town of Bethlehem by a small stable." And indeed, none of the stars rejected his generous invitation. So many stars joined together that they formed the most beautiful star of Christmas that would ever be seen. And even though the little star couldn't be seen amid all the brilliance, he didn't mind. God was so happy at his excellent work that as a reward for his humility and generosity, he transformed the little star into a beautiful shining star. So when you are gazing up at the night sky, watch out for that little shooting star. Make a wish and remember how the smallest, most humble star in all the heavens got the job of lighting up the most important event in history, the birth of baby Jesus in Bethlehem.
Thank you.
during the singing of the next hymn, In the Bleak Midwinter, a collection will be taken up in aid of Alice Leahy Trust. This is a charity that we support month by month in this parish. So I'd ask you to be as generous as you can to support this great work that Alice Leahy and her workers do each week. Gospel. Hear the Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. Luke in the second chapter beginning at the 15th verse. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Father, whose word has come among us in the holy child of Bethlehem, may the light of faith illuminate our hearts and shine in our words and deeds through him who is Christ the Lord. Amen. And may the Father, who has loved the eternal Son from before the foundation of the world, shed that love upon you, his children. May Christ, whose incarnation gathered into one all things earthly and heavenly, fill you with joy and peace. May the Holy Spirit, by whose overshadowing Mary became the God-bearer, give you grace to carry the good news of Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you and all whom you love this day and forevermore. Amen. We go in peace to proclaim the Word made flesh.
Thank you.
we come to the end of our special Christmas carol service, we have a few people to thank. So if you'd like to just be seated for a moment. First of all, we want to thank the members of the 1st Dublin Company of the Boys Brigade for coming again this year. They're great. They turn up every year, no matter how busy they are. To Jane and Juliet for their poem, to Evan for his prayers, and to Sharon Heath for the beautiful storytelling. Lovely, Sharon. The church has been beautifully decorated for Christmas, as you can see by looking around. And a special thanks go to Arlene, Norma, and Sharon for all their work. And last, but no means least, for the staff of Near 90 FM for all the work that they do for us each year in broadcasting this service on Christmas Day. And here from all of us, and thank you for being here as well, the congregation, and here from all of us here in St. Dulach's, we thank you for coming and supporting us over the years. And end by wishing you all a happy, holy, blessed Christmas, and remembering especially those who are housebound and listening to us on the radio. God bless.